Hello? All right. Is my sound okay? Thank you. And Sabbath blessings, my precious brothers and sisters. And to our beloved young followers of Christ who always want to grow in the knowledge of God. So happy Sabbath, everyone. And today is December 21. Wow, one more Sabbath and the year is already done. December 21, 2024. So please put in your prayers if you have, and then we will begin our program. We have from Sister Pam Unspoken, Sister Mindy, many Unspokens. Sister Mary, many Unspokens. Brother Joe and Sister Ida, Unspokens. For me, many Unspokens as well. Brother Gilbert, Unspokens. Okay. And from Sister Sum, she has Unspokens. And for greater discernment, to know what decision to make in all parts of life, and for blessings for all of us in the church family. Yes, thank you, Sister Sue. And from Sister Courtney, welcome, Sister Courtney and the kids. Praying for peace and strength. Yes, the Lord is gracious every day. Jania and Spokens. And happy Sabbath from the doodle of Sister Luna. Okay, so if you are ready, let's get on our knees. And please bow your hearts. I'll be as well before we start. Unspoken. She also has Unspoken. Okay, let's pray. Our loving Father, who art in heaven, on this blessed Sabbath day, we humbly ask your holy presence, together with your holy angels, to be with us as we worship you. We offer all our prayers, all the prayers of your children Unspoken and said. And we know what's best for us, that you will give what's best for us. And we thank you already, Father, for whatever answers you will provide. And Father, we are so grateful, and we want to say thank you again for the good health, for protection, for our families, for our friends, and for healing. We would like to include Sister Danielle's prayer for her grandmother who is now in the hospital. We know, Lord, you are our greatest healer, our physician, and you will make us whole and all that are sick in our church family. And we also pray for our loved ones and the friends that we have and the people around us who are still unmindful of the last message of mercy that they are hearing. Please, Father, extend your love and mercy and touch their hearts that they may accept you as their personal Savior before it's too late. And again, we praise you for your grace, for the gift of salvation that we always enjoy. And we owe you everything, Father. We ask also for the forgiveness of our sins, enabling us to purify ourselves and welcome your Holy Spirit into our hearts. We need you, Lord, and we love you. We ask all these things in the mighty name of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ, which is our King and your Son. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. And now we are going to our praises and testimonies. So please share your, don't hesitate to share your experiences this week, because we are very eager to hear them, and it's for, you know, for inspiration as well. And Sabbath blessings, Brother Matthew. I want to start to give my praise, and I want to thank the Lord for our precious children, our SDR kids, who eagerly participate every day. It's a daily Bible reading that they have, and they are continuing. They almost finished the whole Bible, and I'm amazed. As I listen to their ideas, the lessons they learn from their reading, and when they pray, it's so fervent and sincere. And, you know, the prayer of the little children, the Lord loves to hear them. So some of them also love to compose the song, which is from the scriptures, and even play instrument to express their love and praise to our God. So I give thanks also to the Holy Spirit for inspiring these young hearts and bring them to create beautiful songs with beautiful tune, inspiring us and inspiring them to come up with beautiful lyrics that express their love to our precious Savior. So additionally, I wanna also thank the Lord, because there is nobody exhibits an attitude of self-exaltation from among our children, which most of the children in the world do. So praise the Lord for that. We all give glory to the Lord. And furthermore, the children's study program in the Philippines, I want to share that too. It's flourishing every Sabbath, praise the Lord. And the Filipino children would recite their memorized verses. Believe me, some of them can recite the entire chapter from the Bible. Amen to that. And Sister Christina, the wife of our Pastor Gadi, she employs creative methods to present the story in a way that engages and delights our children. So wonderful. Praise the Lord for the progress of the work here and abroad. Okay, I have here some praises that was already put in from Brother Gilbert. Love and bless the Lord, and happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath to you too, Brother Gilbert. Now from Sister Sue. I praise the Lord for my salvation, the hope we have in Christ and in our home in heaven, the opportunity to work, relax, be fed in the body and spirit, share the word of God with others, and for this church family. Amen. Praise the Lord for your work, Sister Sue. Praise God. Angenia. And God bless you, your effort as well, Sister Zoom. And Jania, praise the Lord for helping me throughout my homeschool this week and blessing me with the improvement of my talent. Amen. Yeah. When we give our talent, we consecrate it to the Lord, He will surely bless us. Sister Ida, I praise God for His answers to prayers and many blessings and everything He does for all of us every day. Amen. Sister Aiden, praise the Lord. Sister Mindy wants to also share her praise, and she said, praise the Lord for the beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Yeah, I praise the Lord also. We have a sunny Sabbath, beautiful sunny Sabbath here. Praise the Lord for my salvation, my beloved church family, the truth He has blessed us with through His words, through His holy word, His protection, my health, healthy food, and His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Amazing. God is so good to us. Thank you, Sister Mindy. From Sister Luna, I praise the Lord for the flowers and animals. praise Him for the snow that we got yesterday. I praise Him for our church family. Praise God that Sabbath is here. And beautiful morning and all beautiful voices. Praise the Lord also, Sister Luna. God bless your talent. Amen, Sister Luna. And Brother Gilbert, again, I praise the Lord for His many mercies, His graces, His love, His salvation, His many blessings, and too many other things. So, God, that's true. Too many other things to count the blessings of the Lord. And the Lord is always very good. Yes, indeed. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Gilbert. Okay. Amen. So, we are now in the end of chapter 4, and we'll start in chapter 5. So, by the way, I would like to have a correction from the story last week. Bar Jesus and Elimas is just one. Only one sorcerer who tried to destroy the influence of our apostle, and that he became blind. So, that's the correction. And now, we are continuing the preaching among the heathen. This is a part of, this is the chapter 5. We're starting with chapter 5. And again, from the book, Sketches from the Life of Paul, pages 49 to 54. Okay, let's start reading. The Gentiles rejoiced exceedingly that Christ recognized them as the children of God. And with grateful hearts, they listened to the word preached. The apostles now clearly discern their duty and the work which God would have them do. They turned without hesitation to the Gentiles, preaching Christ to them and leaving the Jews to their bigotry, blindness of mind, and hardness of heart. Oh, by the way, before we continue, Sister Mary has her praise. I want to read it first. I want to praise the Lord. This is from Sister Mary. For His mercy, patience, long-suffering, and the perfect peace that only He can give. The many blessings He gives for everything He does for us, we don't even know. Praise His mighty name. Yes, praise the Lord, Sister Mary. Thank you for sharing. And now we are in the second paragraph, continuing our story. When Paul and Barnabas turned from the Jews who derided them, they addressed them boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the end of the earth." The time had now come for active and continued work among the Gentiles, of whom whole communities received the gospel gladly and glorified God for the light of an intelligent faith. The unbelief and malice of the Jews did not turn aside the purpose of God, for a new Israel was grafted into the old olive tree. The synagogues were closed against the apostles, but private houses, churches in the house, but private houses were thrown open for their use, and public buildings of the Gentiles were also used in which to preach the word of God. The Jews, however, were not satisfied with closing their synagogues against the apostles. They saw to prejudice certain devout and honorable women who had great influence with the government and men of influence. These they accomplished by subtle arts and false reports. These persons of good repute complained to the authorities against the apostles, and they were accordingly expelled from the district. This time Satan is working also his ways to stop them, because the work is flourishing. On this occasion, the apostles follow the instruction of Christ. What is the instruction of Christ to them? Whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, whence ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. So this can we do also if they don't want to adhere the admonition of the Lord. And then, the apostles were not discouraged by this expulsion. They were expelled because of this agents of Satan. They remember the words of their master. What is the word of their master as a comfort? Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So that is a comfort for the apostles. And then the next, the apostle visited Iconium. This is the place they went after they were expelled. This place was a great resort for pleasure seekers and people who had no object in life. The population was composed of Roman, Greeks, and Jews. The apostles here, as at Antioch, first commenced their labors in synagogues for their own people, the Jews. So the apostles first started with the Jews. They met with marked success. Numbers of both Jews and Greeks accepted the gospel of Christ in Iconium. This increasing popularity of the doctrine of Christ steered the unbelieving Jews to opposition again. There's always the agent of Satan in every place. So they went to the authorities again, stated that great numbers were attaching themselves to the apostles and suggested that it was for secret and dangerous design. So they made false report again against the apostles of Christ. So in consequence of these charges, the apostles were repeatedly brought before the authorities. For in every case, they were able to defend themselves before the people. Their defense was so clear and sensible, and the statement which they gave of their doctrine was so calm and comprehensive that a considerable influence was exerted in their favor, and the Lord was with them. The holy doctrine they preached gained great publicity and was brought before a much larger number of unprejudiced hearers than ever before in that place. So when Satan is working, the Lord will also work through his instrument. And what will be the result? Much converts. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we will end with this story, and then we'll continue again next Sabbath. Before we have our questions, we will be hearing a song from Brother, which will be played by Brother Dwayne. Thank you, Brother Dwayne. Everything has to go. Mr. Grimm,
sun will follow you. You'll roll away, roll away, roll away. Every bird of my heart rolls away. Rolls away, rolls away, rolls away. Every burden of my heart rolls away. Rolls away, rolls away, rolls away. Every burden of my heart rolls away. Spring has to go. It's a friend. Sun's a hallelujah. Rolls away, rolls away, rolls away.
Amen. Roll away all our burdens with me. Bring it to Christ. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's start with my first question. Ready? Here it is. This is right or wrong. So the disciples, the apostles did not clearly discern their duty and the work that God would have them to do to preach among the Jews, not the Gentiles. Is it right or wrong? Excuse me. Did they not discern that they are going to preach only to the Jews? And the correct answer is wrong. Yeah, good job. You got it all correct, all of you. Praise the Lord. Yes, absolutely wrong. Because they are commanded by God to preach to the Gentiles. And number two question. Number two, the apostles left the Jews and turned without hesitation to the Gentiles because of their what? Why did the apostles left the Gentiles and they went to the Jews? Is it A, obedience, because the Jews are obedient? B, because of their bigotry, blindness of mind, and hardness of heart? Or C, because of their jealousy? Okay, the correct answer is B. All of you are correct. You're all doing great job. Praise the Lord. Because of their bigotry, they're so hard, stubborn. The Jews are so stubborn. So the Lord will always have a chosen people. If they don't want to obey, the Lord will leave them. And now the Lord left them. The Gentiles, number three questions. The Gentiles were enraged. The Gentiles were enraged that Christ did not recognize them as the children of God. And with hatred, they opposed the work of the apostles. So the Gentiles, they said, why did the Lord didn't consider us? Is it right or wrong? And they opposed the work of the apostles, right or wrong? The correct answer is wrong. The Gentiles are happy. They rejoice exceedingly that Christ recognized them and gave them opportunity to hear the message and recognize them as the children of God. Everybody are correct. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. And for my fourth question. Okay. The Gentiles received the gospel gladly and glorified God for the light of the intelligent faith that they had received. Is it right or wrong? They received it gladly and thank God because they heard them. They hear the message, right or wrong? And the correct answer is right. They received the message with what? Gladness of heart, and they thank God, they praise the Lord. And very good, everyone. Again, you are all correct. Now for my fifth question, number five. this is fill in the blanks, which is found in Acts 13:46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the blank of God should first have been blank to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and blank yourselves blank of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. These are their words to the Jews. What are those blanks? Okay? Wow. They're so quick. Okay, the correct answer is, let me read it. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word, first is word of God, should first have been, second is spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves, that is number three, unworthy, number four, of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. All right. So, good job. Word spoken, judge, unworthy, and Gentiles. Good job. Good job, and amen. Now, for my number six question. The unbelief and malice of the Jews did not turn aside the purpose of God, for a new Israel was grafted into the old olive tree, right or wrong. So when they hesitate, and because of their unbelief, and they always have malice, they don't want to listen to the Lord's messenger, the Lord will always have a new Israel or a new chosen people. Is it right or wrong? Which was grafted from the tree, old olive tree, right or wrong? And yes, the correct answer is right. Remember, so we should hold our position now very tightly. We won't let others to take it away from us. All right. Number seven, why did Paul and Barnabas face expulsion from the district of Antioch in Pisidia? Number A, the Jews achieved their success through subtle arts of false report. B, they attempted to persuade individuals with positive reputation to lodge complaint against the apostles with authorities. C, nothing was said, or D, A and B, or letter C. There are a lot of choices, only C. Let's look who got a correct answer. And the correct answer is letter D, both A and B. Because of their false report, and they went to the authorities to complain. That's why the apostles were expelled. Yeah, and they were the agent of Satan. Now, number eight. Question number eight. Right or wrong? The apostles faced closure of the synagogue, but they were able to use private houses and public buildings of the Gentiles to preach the word of God. When they were expelled, the doors were open, the private doors were open, and public buildings, right or wrong? Yes. And the correct answer is right. They were not allowed, so they used people who were touched by God, open their houses, so they can continue hearing the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. And that is, the church is in the house. Very good. Now, number nine. Question number nine. This is fill in the blanks. You are all correct. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Number nine. Matthew 10:14. This is from Matthew 10:14. Fill in the blanks. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor blank your words, when ye blank out of that house or that city, blank of the blank of your feet. There are four blanks. This is what we should also do. When people refuses to listen to the word of God, okay, the correct answer is here. Depart, shake, and dust. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your word when ye depart out of that house or that city, shake off the dust of your feet. Very good, everybody are correct. Yes. Good job. Praise the Lord. And for my last question, number 10. The apostles next traveled to what place when they were being expelled again? They always received expulsion. Which was a popular resort for the people seeking pleasures? The people there are Roman, Greek, and Jews, which are the population that was made up of that place. Is it A, Rome, B, Greece, or C, Iconium? What place do they next travel? And the correct answer is letter C, Iconium. So yeah, we have a good study again today. And we enjoyed the story of Paul and his ministry. Thank you, God, for all the blessings and the lessons that we learned today. And I pray that we are all blessed. And now I will turn you over to Sister Mindy we ended at the exact time. Praise the Lord. And for Sister Mindy for more learning. So I love you all. Praise the Lord. And I see you all again next time. Bye.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for another wonderful study, Sister Janiza. All right, so this Sabbath, we're going to be going over scripture regarding David and Bathsheba. Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. This is found in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 2 through 3. And it came to pass in the evening tide that blank arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a blank washing herself. And the woman was very blank to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this blank the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and blank her. And she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house, and the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, I am with blank. Fill in the blanks. All right, the first blank is David. The second blank is woman. The third blank is beautiful. The fourth blank is Bathsheba. And the next blank is took. The next blank is, or the last blank is child. All right, very good. All right, question number 2. Which two commandments did David break? Was it A, commandments 2 and 4, B, commandments 10 and 7, or C, commandments 6 and 9? Very good. It's B, Commandments 10 and 7. Question number 3. What does Commandment 10 teach us? Very good. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. Yep. And that's what he did. All right. Question number 4. What does Commandment 7 teach us? Yes, thou shalt not commit adultery. Not only did David break that commandment, but so did Bathsheba. All right, very good, because she was married. Okay, on to the next question. Question number 5. This is 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 14 through 17. And it came to pass in the morning that blank wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of blank. And he wrote in the letter, saying, "Set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest blank, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten and blank." And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah unto a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and blank with Joab. And there fell some of the people of the servants of David and Uriah the Hittite blank also. All right, waiting for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. The first blank is David. The second blank is Uriah. The next blank is battle. And the next blank is die. And the next blank is fought. And the last blank is died. Very good. Next question. Which commandment did David break? Was it A, commandment number 6, B, commandment number 3, or C, commandment number 5? Very good. It's A, commandment number 6. Question number 7. What does commandment number 6 teach us? Very good. Commandment number 6 teaches us, thou shalt not kill. And David, even though David didn't kill Uriah himself, he ordered one of his servants to make sure that Uriah was in the battle where he would get killed. So he basically set it up, set up to have him killed. So, all right, very good. Question number 8. This is 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 26 through 27. And when the blank of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was blank, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his blank, and bare him a blank. But the thing that David had done, blank the Lord. All right, very good. The first blank is wife. And then the next blank is dead. And the next blank is wife. And the next blank is son. And the last blank is displeased. Very good. Question number 9. This is found in 2 Samuel chapter 12, 1 through 6. And the Lord sent blank unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one blank and the other blank. The rich man had exceeding many flocks of herd and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little blank, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own blank and drink of his own blank and lay in his bosom. It was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's blank and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's blank was greatly kindled against the man, and said to Nathan, As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely blank, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. All right, so the first blank is Nathan. The next blank is rich. The third blank is poor. The next blank is lamb. And then the next blank is meat. The next blank is cup. And then the next blank is, and he took the poor man's lamb. And then the next blank is anger. And the last blank is die. All right, very good. Question number 10. In the parable, which commandment did the rich man break? Was it A, commandment number 2, B, commandment number 4, or C, commandment number 8? Very good. The answer is C, commandment number 8. Question number 11. What does commandment number 8 teach us? Very good. It teaches us, thou shalt not steal. And the rich man stole the little lamb that belonged to the poor man. All right. Very good. Question number 12. After David heard the parable, which commandment did he break? Was it A, commandment number 6, B, commandment number 9, or C, commandment number 3? Very good. It's A, commandment number 6. After David heard the parable, he was so angry at the rich man for stealing the lamb that he wanted the rich man to be killed. He wanted him to die. Very good. Next question. All right, this is 2 Samuel. Chapter 12, verse 7 through 14. And blank said to David, Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee blank over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of blank. And I gave thee the master's house and the master's blank into thy bosom. And I gave thee the blank of Israel and of Judah. And if thou had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the blank of the Lord, to do evil in his sight? Thou hast blanked Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the blank shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up blank against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have blank against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not blank, howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the blank also that is born unto thee shall surely die. All right, the first blank is Nathan. The next blank is King. The next blank is Saul. The next blank is wives. And the next blank is house. The next blank is commandments. The next blank is killed. The next blank is sword. Then the next one is evil. The next one is sinned. The next one is die. And then that last one is child. All right. All right, great. Next, question number 14. Was God displeased with David for breaking his commandments? Yes or no? Absolutely, he was displeased. All right, question number 15. This is the last question. Or is there, is that the last question? Oh, okay. 15. God punished David for breaking his commandments by A. raising up evil against him out of his own house. B. taking his wives and giving them to his neighbor. C. causing his child that was born to die. Or D. all of the above. Very good. The answer is D. all of the above. God was very displeased with David. All right. Praise the Lord. You guys did a great job. Now we're going to go over the Ten Commandments, and we're going to look them up in Exodus chapter 5. So if you can please get your Bibles handy, and we will go through them. So I'm going to, I'm going to read the commandment. You tell me what verse it is and what commandment it is, okay? Let me know when you're ready. I'm sorry, Exodus chapter 20. Sorry about that, everyone. I was thinking of Deuteronomy chapter 5. You guys all know what I meant. Exodus chapter 20. Just making sure you're all on your, you know, all on your toes here. All right, let's get started. Okay, the first one, I'm going to read it. And this is Exodus chapter 20. Thou shalt not steal. What verse and what commandment is that? Give me the number of the commandment. Thou shalt not steal. Thank you, Brother Gilbert. Yeah, mistakes happen. Thank you all for understanding. All right, that is in verse 15, and it's commandment number 8. Very good. All right, the next one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Which commandment is that, and what verse? Very good. That is commandment number 1, and it's found in verse 3. All right, the next one. This is going to be verses. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. in it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Very good. That's Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. And that is commandment number 4. All right. On to the next one. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Very good. That is commandment number 10, and it is found in verse 17. All right, guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Next one, thou shalt not commit adultery. Very good. That is commandment number 7, and it's found in verse 14. All right, the next one, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And that's the commandment with a promise if we obey it. Very good. That is commandment number 5, and it is found in verse 12. On to the next one. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Very good. That is commandment number 9, and it's found in verse 16. Okay, the next one's going to be verses. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Very good. That is commandment number 2, and it's found in verses 4 through 6. All right, on to the next one. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. That is commandment number 3, and it's found in verse 7. All right. We're on to the last one. Thou shalt not kill. Very good. That is commandment number 6, and it's found in verse 13. You guys did a great job. Okay, so now we're going to go on to our commandment that we were supposed to memorize for this Sabbath, and that is commandment number 8. So if you can please type in the room without looking at your Bibles, type in the room, what is commandment number 8? It's a short one, so you should be able to remember it. And if you can put the verse in, that's extra credit. Very good. Thou shalt not steal And it's found in Exodus 20, verse 15. Very good. Next Sabbath, we're going to memorize commandment number 10. It's a little bit longer, so you need to study it and memorize it, okay? So commandment number 10 for next Sabbath. And you guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. I love you all. God bless, and have a wonderful, beautiful Sabbath, everyone. See you next Sabbath.